I've enjoyed being with you for these days.
这几天我很高兴跟大家在一块儿。
You'll forgive me if I said any things that you either didn't understand or were offended by.
我很抱歉如果我讲了什么话得罪你们。
It's either because I'm a New Yorker and just put things in a bad way.
因为我从纽约来的，所以我可能讲的不很清楚。
Or perhaps you misunderstood.
或者我你不太明白。
I'm glad to be together with the saints for these days.
我们今天早上实在很高兴跟众圣徒在一块儿。
Now some of the young people have been insisting that I play guitar and sing.
很多年轻的弟兄希望我能够弹一下他的。
As you can see, this says Sam the guitar man on the guitar.
你知道是 Samuel 弟兄的吉他。
Actually, for the last several years, I've not played guitar nor sung.
因为有好多年我没有弹那个吉他了。
Because the Lord has me traveling around quite a bit.
因为这几年神要我到处旅行。
And this four-week travel here, I speak 32 times, and so it's hard to sing also.
在这个星期里面，我讲了32次的道，所以不能每一次都能够唱。
But rather than me sing, I would like to sing a song that my mother wrote.
我今天愿意唱一首诗歌，是我母亲所写的。
My mother was an opera singer.
我母亲是一个歌剧的演唱者。
Now she could really sing.
她真的能够会唱。
And so 2 months after I got saved, she got saved.
我得救了两个月以后，她也得救。
She was 46 years old.
当时她46岁。
And from that time, for the 10 years that she lived,
她再活了十年。
She wrote songs to Jesus.
她写了诗歌，为了主写了诗歌。
She would go into her bedroom, read the Bible, write down some prayers, and then sometimes sing.
很多时候她围在她的房间祷告，读神的话，也写了诗歌。
After about 7 years as a Christian, she went blind.
她得救了七年左右，她眼睛看不见。
But even though she was blind, her desire was increasing to see the Lord.
虽然她眼睛看不到，她的心里面渴望的看见主。
And so she wrote this song I'm going to sing.
所以她写了这个诗歌，我等下会跟大家唱。
Jesus, I long to see thy dear face.
她说，主啊，我愿意看到你的面。
She wrote the song.
她写了这个诗歌。
And then very soon she went home and saw the Lord.
所以他很快的，他回到天家去。
Jesus, I long to see thy dear face, to look ever unto thee. The ways of thy love I eagerly trace, oh, make them be real. Thy changeless love is poured out every day. How deep is the joy it brings. From grace such as this, I can ne'er flee away. Oh, Jesus, to you faith clings. Oh, blessed hope, for one day I'll be in heaven where I'll be shown the King on his throne.Who visited me, and I'll know him as I am known. Thy changeless love is poured out every day. How deep is the joy it brings. From grace such as this, I can ne'er turn away. Oh, Jesus, to you my Lord, this day we cling to you.
主啊，今天我们靠近你。
You are the blessed hope.
你是我们祝福的希望。
We long to see thy dear face.
我真是切慕的看见你的面。
And we know even by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道就是圣灵。
We can know your presence through the study of thy word.
我们知道因为从你的话中看见你的同在。
So we pray you gather us into thy living rhema.
我们今天因着你的缘故我们聚集在一块。
That we may be transformed more into the likeness of thy dear son.
我们愿意被改变更多像主耶稣基督的模样。
Grant us the Holy Spirit to help us in this hour.
求主这个时候赐上你的圣灵来帮助我们。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We want for our final fellowship together on the matter of the church.Turn to Ephesians.
我们今天来到我们教宗教会这个题目，我们打开以弗所书。
We want to read several verses in Ephesians.
我们在以弗所书念几处的圣经。
Beginning in Ephesians 1,
我们从第一章
verse 9,
第九节
and 10,
第十节。
He made known to us the mystery of His will, according to the kind intention which He purposed in Him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth, in Him.
第九节，都是叫做他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。是教所安排的，这预迟满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And then in chapter 1, verses 20 through 23,
在二十节到二十三节，
which God brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places.Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
第二十节就是叫他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世都超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有的之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And then chapter 3, verses 17 through 19.
在第三章十七节到十九节。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Chapter 4, verse 10,
第四章第十节。
He who descended is himself also he who ascendedFar above all the heavens, so that He might fill all things.
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
第四章第三节。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
第五章十五节。
Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And then in Colossians,
在哥罗西书。
In Colossians chapter 1,
哥罗西书第一章
verse 19,
我们读十九节。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
In chapter 2, verses 9 and 10,
第二章第九第十节。
For in him all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made full, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
因为神本圣一切的丰盛都是有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
I have presented before you two of the great mysteries that the Apostle Paul declares.
我应跟你们说出使徒保罗讲出的两个奥秘。
There is a great and mysterious work going on all about the globe.
在地球上面有奥秘在其中。
According to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10,
根据以弗所书第一章第十节，
God is now gathering up all things into Christ, of things in heaven and things on earth.
因为在天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And literally in the Greek it says he is heading up all things in Christ.
在希腊文原来的意思叫把一切所有的事上都以基督做元首。
Ever since our Lord Jesus died on the cross and rose again,
自从基督在十字架上面被钉死，而且从死里面复活，
our God is gathering up all things under him.
父神就将一切的事情都在他的底下。
A great spiritual magnet has been turned on, and all things are being gathered under him.
所以在属灵上面，我们看到一切所有的一切都在他的底下。
This is a gathering destined for the fullness of time.
这个的聚集是为了日行满足的时候，一切的丰盛都显明出来。
And all things will be fully gathered in.
一切所有的都在丰满的在里面聚集。
All those who are to be saved will be gathered into him.
所有一切得救的都在他里面。
All his enemies will be made a footstool under his feet.
所有他的仇敌都变成他的脚凳。
Even the angels themselves will be gathered in under Christ.
就是这天使都聚集在一块，在基督的底下。
This was a great mystery.
这个是很大的奥秘。
Paul says this mystery has just been made known in these days.
保罗说，这个奥秘在这个时代被显明出来。
Since the beginning of time, God has been gathering things together.
在时间的开始到天地以来，所有东西都在基督的底下。
You can see from the early days, even of Abraham, that God began to gather a people to Himself.
就算在亚伯拉罕的时代，我们看到神就把人放在基督的底下。
He gathered them to Mount Sinai.
我们就看到他把那个放在那个锡安山底下。
He gathered them into a nation when they came into the Promised Land.
当他来到那个应许之地，他们称他成为那个国家。
He gathered them under the kings David and Solomon.
他把他聚集在大卫所罗门皇的底下。
He gathered them to Jerusalem to be a testimony of God.
他把他聚集在耶路撒冷成为神的见证。
God has been gathering.
神一直在聚集。
But still the people did not know why.
百姓都不知道为什么。
Even the enemy did not know why.
仇敌也不知道为什么。
Our enemy has been trying to disperse what God has been gathering.
仇敌希望把神所聚集的分散。
But this magnet, this spiritual gathering magnet of God is irresistible.
但是神这个做这个工这个聚集这不能改变的。
Our Lord Jesus is the head over all.
我们的主耶稣是一切一切的头。
He is to be preeminent in all the creation.
他是一切受造之物的元首。
All things are now being gathered.
所有一切的都聚集在一起。
Are you being gathered up into Him?
你是不是已经被聚集在他底下呢
？Thank God, we've been gathered together by His grace.
感谢主，我们在他的恩典底下，我们被聚集在一起。
By the gathering, by the preaching of the gospel, gathered into His kingdom as His children.
因为福音的传开，我们都能够成为在神的国底下。
Are you aware that there's a tremendous gathering going on today?
你有没有注意到这世界上面有很大很大的聚集现在在进行当中
？Sometimes, if you're focused only in Vancouver, you think not too much gathering for God going on.
如果你这眼睛只看到在温哥华的地方，好像看不到很大的那个聚集。
Oh, but He's gathering even here.
他的聚集在这里发生。
He's gathering up people for salvation.
他聚集在一起，让人得着救恩。
He's gathering up people for redemption.
他聚集人得着这个蒙拯救。
He's gathering up people for judgment.
他也聚集在一起，叫人得着审判。
He's reconciling children together, making us all one.
叫我们与神和好，叫我们再聚集一块。
Until there will be no Jew, nor Greek, nor Gentile, nor slave, nor free.
我们知道到那个时候没有说是犹太人，没有说是希利尼人，或者是外邦人，或者是为奴的，或者是为主的。
He's gathering up one new man.
他聚集成为一个新的人。
He's breaking down all the barriers of our fallen nature that keep us divided and separated.
除去一切阻挡我们分解我们的一切的事情。
He's defeating the enemy's strategies that try to keep us apart with divisions and schisms.
他抵挡仇敌一切的作为，将我们分散分党。
And He's taking all of us gathered together into Christ.
他叫我们一起聚集在基督的底下。
And He's transforming us from the natural man to the spiritual man.
他把我们改变从属于肉体的变成属灵的。
There's a tremendous gathering going on.
这是一个很大很大的聚集正在发生当中。
Did you realize that recently, even recently?
就算在最近
，There's been a tremendous gathering going on.
有一个很大的聚集在正在发生当中。
I want to show you some things overhead projection.
我愿意在后面给你们看到一
件事情。I hope that they encourage your heart.
我希望这些都能够给你的心里面得到鼓励。
Now, I call it. You can't see the top. The Lord of the Harvest Mega Gathering, 1970 to 2000.
在1970年到2000年。这个是一个大的那个收割的大聚集。
The Lord's been gathering.
主不停在做那个聚集的工作。
In the last 30 years,
在过去30年
,not just gathering,
不单只是聚集
,mega gathering,
而且是很大的聚集。
How many people here have been gathered into Jesus since 1970?
我们从1970年有哪几位是信主这个聚集在一起的
?Raise your hand.
我们请举手。
Lots of people gathered.
这个时候是我们人聚集在一起。
Some of you were gathered before 1970.
有很多个可能在1970年已经被聚集了。
But many people here are counted in the mega gathering.
但是很多人就在这个很伟大的聚集在这个过程当中。
You know, in the Christian colleges and seminaries today,
在今天基督教的学院跟那个神学院里面
there is one hot.Topic.
有一个很热门的题目。
It isn't about women in the ministry.
这不是在那个传道里面的女性。
It's not about how to build the mega church.
也不是怎么建造一个很伟大的教会。
It's about this mega gathering.
这说到这个伟大的聚集。
And those people who study missions.
所有关于那个学习传教的、宣教的。
They don't know what to do.
他不知道怎么办。
In 2001, this book was written.
在2001年这个书被写成
World Christian Encyclopedia
这个是全世界基督徒的那个百科全书
You can get one yourself
你可以买到一本的
350 bucks
350块
Very thick book
很厚的一本书
Big book
很大的
Full of the statistics, global statistics
充满的是全世界那个统计的数字
This is the best work on missions ever done
这个有关于宣教里面最好的一本书。
They did an exhaustive test of trying to find out exactly How many people have been saved and what's going on in the world?
他做了很详细的一个统计，说明有多少人被拯救过来。
They also studied all the other religions of the world.
他要讲到其他世界的宗教。
It's all compiled together in this book.
他所有的数据都整理出来。
Now today, I can't tell you the whole book.
今天我不可能把全部的这个书告诉你。
Just some statistics.
我只能告诉你一些统计的数字。
I hope that they encourage your heart.
我希望他们能够帮助你，能够鼓励你。
We go to the next slide.
我们看到另外一个上面一个幻灯片。
Now this is the statistics from 1970 to 2000.
这个是1970年到2000年的统计数字。
Now just to give you perspective, the world population
我们看到全世界的人口
has grown from 3.6 to 6 billion people.
你看到它从那个36亿吧 从36亿到60亿人口。
That's 64% in those 30 years.
在30年里面人口增长64%。
Or that's about 2% a year.
差不多每一年有2%的增长。
So you understand the population doubles every 50 years.
所以你看到人口的增长每50年就加一倍。
Now during that time, Catholics and Orthodox have grown 56%.
当时那个罗马天主教跟东正教增加了56%。
804 million to 1.26 billion.
从81 400万到 12亿。
Now this sounds like a lot.
好像很多了。
Many Orthodox, many Catholic.
很多罗马天主教的, 很多那个东正教的。
But once you see the statistics,
当你看到这个统计数字,
you see they're not growing as fast as the birth rate.
你看到它的增长没有上到那个出生率怎么增长。
Now churches count their children as converted, you see.
那个教会里面说到那个被重生改变的基督徒。
So even counting their many Catholic children, they're not keeping up with population growth.
虽然他们数算他们的那个天主教徒还追不上那个出生率。
Actually, they're getting smaller.
坦白来说，他们相对来说比较出少了。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
We'll see.
我们看看哈。
Now down here we have Protestant and Anglican.
这里看到那个清教徒跟那个圣公会
You know, Presbyterian Church, United Church of Christ, Methodist Church
很多不同的教派,宗派
They grew from 258 to 422
他们到2500万增长到4200万
Just keeping up with birth rate
勉强的跟着出生率增长
This is very hard for you, huh? This is history, moment of tribulation. But now we notice the interesting group. Evangelicals, independent.
福音派,独立派。
98 million to 225.
9800万到2亿2500万。
130% increase.
增长到130%。
Definitely growing.
我们很明显的增长。
Very fast.
而且很快的增长。
Then Pentecostal Charismatic.
而且我们讲到那个五旬节派跟那个灵恩派
72 million to 527 million
从7200万增长到51,700万
631% increase
增长到超过6倍
God is gathering in millions of people
你知道神聚集的很多很多的人
But it was so hard to categorize who's the evangelical, who's charismatic
我们很难分得出谁是福音派,谁是那个灵恩派
That the missiologists came up with new category
但是我们找到另外一个派别的名称
We raise it up
我们再推高一点
It's called the Great Commission Christians
我们说的伟大的投身的基督徒
And this
伟山的 大使命的基督徒
And this is made up of the upper two categories. You see, 98 plus 72 equals 170.
所以这个是把那个福音派跟那个灵恩派的加起来。
Just to show you, in the last 30 years,
你看到过去30年,
this has been the fastest rate of growth ever in the church.
你知道这个教会历史上中最快增长的时间。
From 170 million to 752 million.
从11700万到715200万
There's 752 million born again Christians in the world
所以有超过71的重生的基督徒在这个世界
And that means 580 million saved in the last 30 years
所以你看到在过去这三十年当中超过五亿的人成为基督徒。
Now have you taken that in? 500 million saved in 30 years.
你看到有三十年里面有五亿的基督徒产生出来。
Including 71 million Chinese, huh?
包括七千多万的中国人
It's right in that statistic right there.
就在这个统计的数字里面
next slide.
我们上面一个
And here are some interesting stats.
这里 很有趣的一个统计
Things are changing very fast.
有些事情改变得很快
First of all,
第一
Evangelicals, Western Evangelicals outnumbered non-Western 2-1. Now, in 2000, non-Western Evangelicals outnumbered Western 4-1.
你看在1970年在西方的福音派他的比较跟那个不是西方的福音派呢也是2-1。但是到了2000年的时候非西方的跟那个西方的那个福音派刚刚倒过来是4-1。
You understand?
你明白吗
?Evangelical Christians, United States, Canada, Britain, nothing.
所以你看到在讲英语的世界里面欧洲的地方这个基督徒不算什么。
Evangelicals in South America, in Africa, in Asia, is big.
所以你在福音派里面，在南美洲，在非洲，在亚洲是非常大的。
Since 2000, this was crossover year 2000.
就在2000年的时候。
More missionaries are sent from non-Western nations than Western nations.
有更多的宣教士从非西方国家的传出去，比西方国家的宣教士更多。
The Koreans sending out more missionaries than America.
在韩国拆出去的宣教士比美国更多。
It's tremendous what's happened.
而且有个很大的事情发生。
6,000 Christians are added to the church every hour.
每一个小时里面有6,000个基督徒加进教会。
We've been here 2 hours. 12,000 people have been saved.
我们来这里聚会的两个小时，有12,000个基督徒加入教会。
That means I preach better than Peter, Pentecost.
所以你看到我传道比那个当时彼得还要厉害。
No, not really, because nobody saved here.
不是这样子的。
Okay. Then the five nations with the highest per capita growth, counting baptism.Bhutan, Mali, Mongolia, Nepal, and Saudi Arabia.
你看到有五个国家，从那个人口增长那个来算的，最大的就是班达、马利、蒙古、尼泊尔跟沙特阿拉伯。
Three of those are Muslim countries.
有三个国家是回教的国家。
Many people being saved.
很多很多人得救。
I just read mission reports recently.
我最近看到那个宣教的一个报告。
Thousands of Kurds in northern Iraq are being saved right now.
在那个伊拉克的北边，那个库尔德族的人有好几千人得救。
One of Saddam Hussein's old palaces is being used for evangelical Christian meetings on Sunday.
以前那个侯蔡恩那个以前的王宫变成聚会的地方。
More evangelicals attend church in Latin America than Catholics.
现在福音派的聚会的地方，从南美洲的比在罗马天主教更多。
Now,
现在
there's many more Catholics in Latin America.
要过去很多的都是罗马天主教徒。
But on Sunday, who's attending church?
但是礼拜天谁去教会呢？
Many, many millions of people have left the Catholic Church and been saved.
你知道有多少千万人离开天主教去相信主。
Go to Argentina, go to Brazil, see what you see.
你去阿亚根廷，你去巴西，你看到什么东西。
They just had a march 2 weeks ago.
他在两个礼拜前有一个游行。
São Paulo, Brazil.
在这个巴西的圣保罗。
8 million born-again Christians marching and praising Jesus.
叫八百万的重生得救的基督徒游行宣告主的名。
It's beyond our understanding.
超过我们所能想象的。
30 years ago, almost no evangelicals in Brazil.
在巴西30年前根本不可能有福音派的。
This year, 171,000 Christians will be martyred.
在去年有17万多的基督徒被杀。必杀顺度。顺道
Our brother was praying during the Lord's table. Many in Eritrea right now being killed for their faith.
当然我们在播饼的时候有弟兄祷告
在什么国家
有多少人在那边被杀
Eritrea is a nation by Ethiopia in Africa.
这个地方一个小地方在非洲那个伊 在 Ethiopia 这个地方旁边一个小国家。
Okay, I see. He doesn't know these stats. You should get this book, bro. Let's go to the last one.
啊，再上另外一个。
Now here is what the people of missions are talking about because they have to completely rethink.
啊，我们这个是宣教士要重新思考的问题。
Number one,
第一
the most rapid growth segment is in non-established churches, defined as unaffiliated indigenous assemblies with non-professional ministries meeting in house-to-house or rented buildings.
它最快增长的部分就是没有很成熟的宗派的背景，是独立的一些租房子的，还有家庭聚会的。
Do you understand?
你明白吗
？The most rapid growth
最快的增长
is not happening in denominations.
不是在宗派里面增长。
It's completely outside.
是在宗派以外的地方。
Because you all know the work of China.
你知道在中国。
You understand.
你明白。
And this is what's going on in Africa, South America, everywhere else.
同样的，在非洲、南美洲正在发生。
Because God is moving too fast for denomination to keep up.
因为神做工很快，比宗派里面做工更快。
And this is why all the Bible colleges are so concerned.
也是为什么很多那个新经学院、那个神学院那么关心。
Number two.
第二。
These Great Commission Christians now outnumber traditional and denominational Christians.And the continued defections from older churches into new frameworks is redefining 21st century Christianity.
这些所谓大使命的基督徒的人数比传统的基督徒更多更多，而且呢，把过去传统老教会的传统重新定位，在21世纪里面重新定位。
You understand?
你明白吗
？In the 20th century,
在二十世纪
，you said that there's a Baptist, there's a Catholic, etc.
你讲的浸信会或者是长老会等等宗派的。
In 21st century,
在21世纪
you have to say there's Christians.
你要说你是基督徒。
And then there's denominations getting less and less influential.
其他的宗派慢慢的那个影响会更少更少。
This really has the missions people upset.
这令到很多宣教士里面担心。
Because the missions people are spending more and more money, getting less and less result.
换句话说，宣教士的团体里面用很多的钱，但是这个效果越来越少。
Meanwhile, the indigenous church with no training is growing very, very fast.
很多没有受过正统的神学训练的一些传道人，那个增长越来越快。
It's because we're experiencing a mega gathering just before the end of time.
这是我们看到在末日快到的时候，神做很奇妙、很大的那个焦距的工作。
And then number three, just a footnote that these figures are modest and lower than they actually are.
第三点就说到我们刚才说的数字比真正的数字还要保守。
They don't include any crusade results from evangelists, nor radio and TV results, or the Jesus movie results.
这里还没有讲到很多福音派的一些工作，还有没有电台、电视的工作，还有那个网上面的工作都没有包括在里面。
So just to be conservative,
我们只是很保守的。
In this Christian World Encyclopedia,
这本说基督徒全世界的那个百科全书里面
they say as example, there's 71 million Chinese Christians.
很保守的写到有7100万中国的基督徒。
Many people think it's actually almost double that.
很多人都想到这个数字可能比这个数字还要两倍以上。
See, they're being conservative.
但是他们很保守。
Now what does all this mean?
这个是什么意义呢
？Okay, you can turn that up.
我们可以关掉后面的。
It means the Lord is gathering people in today.
这是看到今天神焦聚很多的基督徒。
It's a mega gathering.
是一个很大很大的一个焦聚。
Just as the world is speeding up in its tribulations.
好像这个世界很快的很快的受很多苦难。
Our God is also accelerating his gathering.
但是神同时的要增还要把那个焦距把那个速度增快。
As the parable said,
好像那个比喻里面说
God has sent out his servant into the highways and hedges to compel people to come in that his house may be full.
好像神差遣他的仆人在路上焦聚人，好像叫神的家能够充满。
Isn't this wonderful?
你知道这个很奇妙吗
？So many people being saved.
很多很多人得救。
Oh, ask God to forgive you for your unbelief.
神把你的不信饶恕了。
Now, what should we do with these statistics? You know, the book of Acts has statistics. How many saved on day of Pentecost?
你知道在五旬节哪一天有多少人得救呢?
3,000. Was that accurate?
是不是很准确的数字呢?
It was approximate.
这个是约数。
Maybe 3,010.
可能是3,010个吧。
I don't think Peter was counting them up. Let's see how many people number.
我不相信彼得每个在这样数。
What, 3,000 people?
就算有3,000人吧。
What is the statistic in the book of Acts?
他在使徒行传里面的统计数字是什么样?
You know, there's several other statistics in the book of Acts.
你知道还有那个其他的统计数字?
Is it because we're counting how big our church is?
是不是我们数数我们的教会多大呢?
No, it's a testimony to the fact that God is moving and gathering His people unto the Lord Jesus.
其实这个是神证明神正在教训他的儿女聚集在一起。
The Holy Spirit has been sent out.
圣灵被差遣出去。
Surely things are going to continue to accelerate.
肯定的就是这个速度不停的增长。
But this brings us to our burden.
这个是来到我们的负担。
Because the church has a vital responsibility.
因为教会有一个
Of course, the church is supposed to be the gatherers who gather people into the kingdom. But then we're to do more than that. Not just gathered together in Christ's name,
不单是,
but gathered up into Christ.
我们要被建立来到基督里面,
summed up in Christ.
我们要聚集来到基督里面,
headed up. In Christ.
我们来到基督的头底下。
And so Paul gives us a new word.
所以保罗给我们一个新的字。
I wonder if you caught the word in all of those scriptures we read.
我不晓得你们能不能抓到这个我们念的圣经里面的字。
What was the one word that was in every one of those scriptures?
我们刚念的那个经节里面都有一个同一个字。
Fullness.
丰满。
And yet, do you know?
你知道吗?
Paul never used that word until Ephesians and Colossians.
我们知道保罗从来没有用过这个字，直到以弗所书跟哥罗西书。
When he wrote these letters, he was in jail.
当他写这个书信的时候，他正在监狱里面。
And he's been praying much for the churches and for the gathering.
他为教会祷告，也就为了这个教聚祷告。
And a new spiritual word came to his mind.
有一个新的属灵的名词来到他的头脑里面。
This word would express God's desire.
这个字能够形容神的心意。
He wants to gather us unto fullness.
他要教聚我们直到他的丰满。
Not just gather us.
不单只教聚。
Gather us unto fullness.
教聚来到他的丰满。
And Paul uses this word.
保罗用这个字。
You can see what it implies.
你知道它是什么意思。
And it's the church's responsibility to take those gathered and bring to fullness.
是教会的责任把这些人交聚在一起来到他的丰满。
Let's look at those scriptures again.
我们再来看这个我们念的圣经。
We go back into chapter 1.
我们来到以弗所的第一章。
You notice there in verses 22-23.
我们谈到22节到23节。
When Paul uses the word fullness,
当保罗用这个字丰满,
it always is speaking of the church.
他常常是描写教会说的。
It's not emphasizing individuals,
不是强调个人,
always emphasizing the church. Actually, let's turn to Colossians first.
我们先来看哥罗西,
so I can make this point.
我能够说明这一点。
What is fullness?
什么叫做丰满呢?
In Colossians chapter 1:19,
在哥罗西第一章19节,
we see it says, it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Christ.
父喜欢叫一切的丰盛,
Christ is fullness.
基督是丰满,
all the fullness.
所有的丰满,
and then there in chapter 2 verse 9.
第二章第九节,
for in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
因为神本身一切的丰盛都是有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Even when Jesus walked on this earth, you could see a fullness about his life.
当主耶稣行走在地上的时候，你在他身上看到他的丰盛丰满。
His life was full of the presence of God.
他的生命里面充满到神的同在。
But then notice chapter 2 verse 10.
我们看第二章第十节。
And in him you have been made full. Now my version says complete.
But
if you look to the original Greek, it says, we, in him you are being filled full.
如果你看到希腊原文里面说，你在里面充满的完美。
And once again, we have to notice something.
我们要注意,
the pronoun ye is plural.
你知道这个, 是多数的。
When he's talking about fullness, he's talking about the church.
我们讲的丰满丰盛是讲的教会。
Now, of course, he wants to fill you up as an individual.
当然他会充满你成为一个个人的充满。
But when Paul is talking about fullness now, he's talking about a corporate fullness.
当保罗说到那个 充满是一个整体性的丰满,
not only members in the body of Christ,
不单是在基督身体里面的每一个肢体,
but members in the body full of Christ.
要愿身体里面都充满那个充满丰满。
So we go back to Ephesians.
我们回来看以弗所,
and we see how this is pictured by Paul.
我看到保罗用什么图画来描写。
When Jesus comes into your life,
当主耶稣来到你的生命里面,
the goal is for him to come in fullness. Fullness always speaks of two things. There's an immediate fullness, and then there's the goal of fullness. We can live in the fullness of him right now. When Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, there was something different about Paul. And even from his earliest conversion, he was full of Christ.
你知道在他改变的初期里面，他充满基督。
His testimony, his message was full of Christ.
他的见证，他的信息里面充满了基督。
But as Paul grew in his Christian life, he became filled up with the fullness of God.
当保罗在主面前不停地有经历的时候，他的经历里面充满了基督。
And he discovered that his life was just not isolated, but was joined with other brothers and sisters in a corporate fullness.
他看到他的生命不但是他个人的，而且在教会跟弟兄姊妹一块的得到这个充满。
Now look at Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看以弗所第一章。
How can we define the church?
我们怎么来把教会下一个定义呢?
We read verses
22-23. 我们读第22节,
He put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
22节又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
Now we see the church defined there simply. First it says the church, which is his body. But then he defines it further. It's the fullness of him. The church is the fullness of him. Christ is the head.
教会是基督是头,
he sits at the right hand of God.
他坐在神右边,
but his fullness remains here on earth.
他的充满丰满在地上,
and we are Jesus' hands and Jesus' feet and Jesus' voice upon this earth.
你知道我们在地上成为基督的口,基督的手,基督的脚。
We're to be his fullness.
我们就在他的丰满里面。
He wants to fill us with himself.
他愿意把我们充满。
And we are his fullness.
我们就是被他充满。
Notice we are the fullness of him who fills all in all.
你知道他是我们,他充满我们是哪充满万有节所充满的。
How can we be his fullness?
我们怎么成为他的丰满呢?
We have to be filled first.
我们一定要被充满。
He fills us.
他充满我们,
and that gives us fullness.
给我们那个丰满。
And then we become his fullness.
我们就成为他的丰满。
So first of all, this term expresses a completeness.
这里就说到一个完整的。
But second of all,
第二,
fullness is a description of love.
那个丰满是说的爱。
How is the church the fullness of Christ?
我们怎么能看到教会是充满基督呢?
Just like a bride is the fullness of the groom.
好像那个新妇就成为新郎的充满。
You know, the groom loves it when the bride loves him.
我们知道新郎爱新妇,
and we, as those people who have been gathered by grace into Christ, are his bride.
我们成为他的心腹。
We're his love servant.
我们是他爱的奴仆。
We say, Lord, would you like your slippers? Would you like something to drink, some tea?
我们就问主, 你要不要, 喝什么饮料?
What is your will, Lord? We love you, Lord.
我爱你,
Whatever you want, we will fulfill.
你要什么我们都来满足。
A wife in the purpose of God is to fulfill her husband.
在妻子来说, 在神里面就是来满足新, 那个丈夫的需要。
And the church is to fulfill her Lord.
新妇教会就是来满足她的新郎。
When we gather together,
当我们聚集在一起的时候,
oh, we should tell the Lord how much we love him.
我们在跟主说, 我多么的爱主。
But we should also ask him, is there anything, anything you want us to do?
我们还要问他, 主啊, 你要我们做什么?
Oh, how glorious a church is the church that asks God, what is your will? I desire to do thy will.
当我们问主, 主啊, 你要什么? 我们愿意服在他底下, 愿意来满足他的心意是何等的荣耀。
The church is his fullness.
教会成为他的丰满。
He sits in throne.
他坐在宝座上面。
And upon this earth we serve him. Whatever he wants we fulfill.
我们在地上能够服侍主, 能够满足主的需要。
But notice, Paul continues to think about fullness as he's praying for them in chapter 3.
当保罗, 为他们祷告的时候, 在第三章里面说,
you know this prayer so well.
你知道保罗的祷告。
He's praying that the Ephesians could be grounded and established.
那个他为以弗所的人祷告说他们能够被建立起来。
And then he's praying that when they come together,
他祷告说当你聚集在一起的时候,
if you look in chapter 3 verse 18,
我们看到第18节, 第三章18节,
when you come together that you may be able to comprehend what is the length and breadth and height and depth.
他这里说呢,一众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Now I know some translations say these are the descriptions, the dimensions of the love of Christ.
这里也说到这个基督的爱的长阔高深。
But I don't have time to go into it, but grammatically it's talking about the dimensions of Christ himself.
这里说明得很明显,就是基督的爱是何等的一个宽度,长度,高度。
And we also discover the love that's beyond understanding.
我们也知道基督的爱是过于我们所能测量的。
When we gather together,
当我们交聚在一起的时候,
who here can tell us the length, the height, or the depth of the breadth?
哪一位能够说明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深呢?
It's impossible.
是不是可能呢?
You only know a little bit.
我们每个人都知道一点点。
I only touch a little bit.
我们就摸到一点点。
If we speak of the things we know by experience,
如果我们能够说出我们所经历的,
we only have touched the hem of his garment.
我们只能摸到他一点点。
But when we gather together,
当我们聚集在一起的时候,
when we fellowship our Lord,
当我们交通我们的主的时候,
we begin to see through brothers and sisters,
我们从弟兄姊妹中间就看到,
oh, the depth of his grace. Oh, the length of his patience. Oh, the height of his wisdom. Oh, the breadth of his ways. When we're together,
we
begin to see how big Christ is. And in the midst of that church life, we come to know him. And as it says at the end of verse 19, we're filled up to all the fullness of God. Now, he's speaking of the church. Have you ever seen a human being filled up to all the fullness of God? It's impossible.
不可能的,
only Christ.
只有基督,
who can be full of God? Filled up to the fullness of God.
我们哪一个人能够完全充满了神呢?
When we gather together,
当我们聚集在一起的时候,
suddenly he comes in our midst.
突然间他来到我们中间。
You know, we gather together, we are all individuals.
我们虽然是个人, 我们聚集在一起。
And when we gather together in Christ's name,
当我们在基督的名下聚集的时候,
a miracle happens every time we gather.
每次这样子的话,
there may be 200 people who gather together.
很可能只有200人聚在一起,
but the total, when we gather, is greater than the sum of the parts. If we're 200 gathered together,
如果只有200人聚在一起,
by His Spirit,
透过他的灵,
we become larger than 200. Because of his fullness in our
life.
When two soldiers are fighting together,
当两个兵丁在打架的时候,
they can fight against 5,000.
他们就能够打去, 跟着5,000人打,
one soldier,
一个兵丁,
he can only fight 100.
他只能打100个,
and when we gather together, there's greater fullness that's seen.
And
this fullness He works into our lives.
这个丰满他坐在我们里面.
Oh, how great is His fullness. Now Christ is in heaven. He's sat at the right hand of God. How big is His warehouse? Bigger than FedEx?
FedEx.
FedEx. Bigger than UPS. What does He do with everything in His warehouse? He loves to do something that you and I don't like to do. You hate to take out anything from the principal you're saving up. Now your retirement account. You don't like to touch it. Because you're saving it for yourself. But Jesus has inexhaustible fullness. So you know what He does?
你知道他做什么呢?
He goes down to the warehouse every day in heaven. And He dispenses a whole bunch of inventory. As a matter of fact, the more we receive, then the more He gives the next day. You see, in chapter 4 of Ephesians,
从以弗所第四章,
verse 10,
第十节,
He who descended is Himself also He who ascended far above all the heavens, so that He might fill all things.
那将下的要就是远升诸天之上要充满万有的.
This is Jesus' job.
这个是主耶稣每天做的事情.
To fill all things.
他要充满的,
and then Paul mentions apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
他保罗也说到先知的讲道有教训等等.
He fills these people. And then they fill the church. The church is built up by the fullness of these men. And the church begins to come to the fullness of Christ. This is the church. The fullness of Christ. That's our only reason to be on this earth. To be His fullness. So we read in verse 13 of chapter 4.
我们第四章十三节说,
until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一, 认识神的儿子, 得以长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量。
Now, how tall is Christ?
基督有多高呢?
What's his measure?
他量了多大呢?
You know, when we were raising up our boys,
当我们, 把孩子养大的时候,
on the kitchen wall,
在厨房的墙壁,
we put the kid up on the wall with a pencil.
我们就量一量我们的孩子多高,
and every year we check, see how much more they've grown.
每一年我们量一量, 看他长高多少,
my boys, they grew the pencils pretty high. Up on the
wall. 我的儿子的话, 就很高了,
every year growing the measure. Now, how can we come to the measure of Christ? How tall is He?
他有多高呢?
Can you measure up to Christ?
你能不能把基督量一量呢?
No.
不行的.
You can't even see His pencil mark.
你根本看不到他的铅笔的那个 mark.
But you stand on my shoulder. And somebody stands on your shoulder. Together unified. We come to the begin to come to the measure of the fullness of Christ. Of course, this isn't talking about bodily size. This is talking about character. Oh, how the church needs to be full of the character of Christ. Now, this is my final burden. Here's what I want to share with you. We have a great responsibility. Why? Because all of these people are being gathered in the last 30 years.
500
million.
有50万,
and another 50 million this year.
有, 我们知道要五千万,
somebody has to take them and bring them to fullness. Because our Lord doesn't just want a whole bunch of babies.
因为我知道我们的主不要孩子, 婴孩,
he wants those gathered to grow up
with.
Now many people are gathering, but they don't know how to grow people.
很多人聚集在此,但是他不晓得怎么教人能够增长。
Now you know how to grow people. But again, you must accept the cross for this responsibility. We together are like the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and those who take and gather and grow people up in Christ.
好像保罗一样,他们的宣教士能够聚集在一块,能够有讲道,有教训。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
this mega gathering is such good news.
这个大的焦距是很大的消息,
but this mega gathering is very serious news.
但是这个伟大的焦距也是一个很严肃的一个问题。
How will those gathered grow?
我们怎么看到这些焦距能够成长呢?
They need your help.
他需要你的帮助。
You must be responsible.
你一定要负起这个责任来。
Don't tell somebody else they have to do it.
不要叫别人去做。
We are responsible.
我们就是承担这个责任。
As I've shared with you, I go to Russia a few times.
好像我过去跟你们分享过, 我去那个俄国好几次。
And God is doing mega gathering there. Praise God.
神, 感谢神在那边做很伟大的焦距的工作。
But you know, most of them are babes.
你知道他们大部分都是婴孩,
even the evangelists are babes.
就算他这些传福音的人也是婴孩。
How the Lord is looking for evangelists who understand the end, the goal, the fullness.
让这些传道的人愿意知道神的心意,神的目的。
How the Lord needs prophets who can reveal the mysteries of these ages that Paul talked about.
但愿一些传道的能够把有先知的讲道能够把神的奥秘说明出来。
How the Lord needs shepherds who can bring people to the heart of God so they understand His will.
神要兴起一些牧者, 能够把一些孩子们带到神的心意里面。
And you and I,
你跟我,
we are those people.
我们就是这帮人。
Every time I go to Russia for a brief trip,
每次我去俄国一个很短期的旅行,
I share simple things with them.
我跟他们分享一个很简单的道理。
That is, they're simple to us.
好像我们对我们是很简单。
The young people, they've heard these things since Sunday school.
那些青年的弟兄姊妹从主日学的听了很多次了。Galatians
2:20.
加拉太书第二章二十节。
You know, every year I go, I share with the Bible school students.
我每次去到跟他们的圣经学院的学生。
These young people are all aspiring evangelists and pastors.
他们将来就成为那个传教士或者是牧师。
And every time I go,
每次我去的时候,
I share Galatians 2:20.
都是讲到加拉太书二章二十节。
They never heard it before.
他以前都没有听过。
Oh, they heard the words.
他们听过那些字。
They never understood it before.
他们都不明白。
But for them to come to maturity, they need to learn how to live by the life of Christ and not their own life.
他们要来到成熟里面, 他一定要学到怎么不是为, 用自己活, 也是用神的生命来活。
Now, I'm not saying all of you must become missionaries.
我不是说每一个都成为宣教士。
But I know the situation in China is very critical.
我知道在中国里面这个情况非常的严重。
Many people being saved,
很多人得救。
Many people falling into wrong doctrine.
很多时候很多人落在错误的教导里面。
Some millions of Christians going the wrong way by false teaching.
他们以百万算的很多的信徒都落在一个错误的教导里面。
And because we know the Lord to a certain degree,
我们只知道主一点点。
We should take responsibility.
我们应当负起这个责任。
We need to begin to intercede in this mega gathering.
我们一定要进入这个大的焦距里面。
I'm happy when I see our children sent out to serve.
当我们看到我们的儿女能够去到这个工厂里面。
If there's anything that we will be brought before the judgment seat and rebuked for,
当我们有一天来到基督的台前受审判的时候,
it's the comfort in which we live in the midst of these last days.
当我们末日的日子当我们活在我们的舒适里面,
shame on you.
我们就觉得被责骂了。
If you came over here from China,
And
you have no burden for them.
如果你没有这个负担,
if you live in the comfort of your own home,
and
have no thought of what's going on over there,
没有思想到哪边, tell you,
you'll be judged.
你看到你会被审判,
I speak with these Russian pastors.
我是为了这些在俄国的传道人说的
And actually these men come from the Ukraine.
有些是从那个乌克兰来的
And when the Iron Curtain fell,
当那个天幕被拆毁的时候,
you know what happened?
你知道会发生什么事情吗?
Many pastors took their wife and kids and they moved to Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon.
很多乌克兰人带着他的妻子儿子来到美国的华盛顿等等西雅图这个地方
and now they're living the American dream
他们来到成功成为美国的梦变现实了
they have a house and two cars
他们有房子有两辆汽车
their guy's working hard
他的妻子要工作很勤劳
now my brother says he comes to the U.S.
我的弟兄说他来了美国
when he's in New York I take him to our assembly
他来到纽约的时候我带他去我们聚会的地方
Our Russian brother looks around She's all Chinese
他看到周围的聚会都是中国人
Actually we have 50 Brazilians
我们还有50个巴西的弟兄
He looks around
他看到
He shares the story of Russia
他分享了在俄国的故事
And of course the saints gather Give him a wonderful offering To help build some building or do something
当然弟兄姊妹很愿意捐书一点给他帮助一些俄国的弟兄姊妹
Then he comes out to Portland
他来到那个, Portland.
And these pastors have started Russian churches.
他们开始了一些俄国人的聚会.
He shares his burden.
他要分享他的那个负担.
The people offer a little.
那个他们就是捐献了一点.
It's comfortable.
因为他们很舒适.
They want to forget about that life over there.
他们忘记了在俄国困难的环境.
They don't know they've been sent here to help there.
他不知道他们被派来这边是帮助过去的这些人.
So my brother. He has a heavy burden for the his Christian brothers who have moved to U.S.
所以我们的弟兄很关心他们一些来到美国的一些弟兄姊妹
Because not only they're losing their burden in the midst of their comfort
因为他们在舒适当中失去了过去的负担
But their spiritual life is becoming lukewarm
他们属灵的生命也变成不冷不热
Now you all cannot go to China
你们可能不能每一个都去中国
But you need to be on fire for the Lord
但是你要在心里火热为了主
This is no time for comfort
这不是来舒适享受的时候
I hope none of you think God sent you here to be comfortable
我希望你们不要想当神带领来了加拿大美国不是来了过一个舒适的日子
You also have a job here in Canada
你当然有一个工作在加拿大这个地方
What's that?
这个工作是什么呢?
To teach the Canadian church the fullness of Christ
你让加拿大的教会能够明白什么叫教会的丰满
Every day you remain isolated
你每一天好像都独立的
It's a wasted day of your calling
你就会浪费一天 因为你的护照不是为了这个
We need to reach out to the Chinese who are just moving into the area
我们当然要去到跟中国来的中国人传福音
But how about the area itself?
为什么我们原来的人怎么样呢?
At least the young people all claim to be Canadian
起码我们年轻的一代都说他自己是加拿大人
Now we need to reach out to Canadians. Many of them live in the large house. They don't know the deeper ways of the cross. They don't know the corporate way unto fullness. Ah, but you have good news to share. You know the way. I am the way.
主耶稣说我就是道路
When Jesus says I am the way
当主耶稣说我就是道路
He always means two things
他有两个意思
It's the way of the cross
有一个十字架的道路
And it's the way to his father
有一个去他父神的路
You and I have a great responsibility in these end days
你跟我在这个末世的时候有一个很重要的责任
God is doing a great gathering
神做了很伟大的交聚的工作
Now this gathering he's waiting to bring to fullness
这个交聚的工作是带我们到基督的丰满里面
He wants a bride made ready
他希望那个心腹能够装备整齐
These are the things that should occupy us in the last day
在这个末日的日子我们的思想应当是留意这个事情
I'm thankful for all the blessings we have
Now
let's use them for the Lord.
但愿我们把这个祝福用在主的里面。
All of the other things that we understand about our Lord.
我们把所有我们对主的了解,
we need to willingly give these things away to others.
我们愿意把这些我们所得到的分享给别人。
At the place where you work,
或者你工作的地方,
you're there to be a missionary of the full gospel.
愿你们在工作的岗位里面成为福音的传递者。
Be faithful.
我们要忠心,
the time is late.
我们时间快到了,
people are being gathered in.
很多人被叫聚起来,
soon our Lord will come back.
很快的我们的主会回来,
will you be busy?
你那个时候是不是很勤劳呢?
Serving the Lord?
服侍主呢?
Whatever you want, Lord.
主啊, 你要什么?
We're your fullness.
你的丰满,
what can we do for you?
我们怎么来为你?
In this last hour, how can we help in the gathering?
在最后的末日的时候, 我们怎么能够为你?
How can we bring the enemy under your feet?
我们怎么把仇敌放在你的脚上呢?
How can we bring the sinners to you?
我怎么把罪人带到你的面前呢?
Oh, God wants his house full.
神愿意把在他的家里面充满。
Let's pray.
我们对照祷告。
Oh Lord, even now,
主啊,
your house is being full, filled up.
主啊, 就是这个时候你的家就被充满。
The Spirit of God is faithful to convict.
我们的神的灵带领我们知道我们自己的罪。
But you want your church to be your fullness.
你愿意你的教会成为你的丰满。
And to gather in people to the full stature of Christ.
愿我们都被带到长成基督长成的身量。
Oh, help us in these last days.
主啊, 在这个末日的时候,
to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
能够我们全心全意全力地爱你,
to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们爱邻舍如同爱自己,
to count ourselves as part of that 500 million collected in.
我们愿意好像, 把我们放在这个50万的那个传道者,
and to pray and to work to come to maturity.
我们愿意祷告, 愿意服侍你, 直到我们长成的身量。
Oh, give us a heart beyond ourselves in these last days.
主啊, 愿意给我们一个心愿, 超过我们, 为了我们自己。
There's fields white unto harvest.
你知道工厂庄稼快熟了。
And there's babes who need to come to maturity.
我们知道婴孩都要被带领长成。
Lead us in the way of fullness.
带领我们进入这个丰满里面。
We pray for Jesus' sake.
我为了主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.